24 Cross Media.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
We're funny.
Okay, so I was going to start with something else, but I have to say why we're laughing. So I was just talking to Brie about, have you ever heard the old, like, bucket of popcorn trick at the movies? Like, you go with your boyfriend or whatever to the movies, and, you, like, he wants to be jerked off, or maybe you just want to jerk him off. So, like, you have an empty, I imagine it's empty.
So you buy a bucket of popcorn and you put an empty one around it? Like,
you buy a bucket of popcorn. And I don't know if the bucket is empty. Like, do you throw the popcorn away? Like, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that in a second. Also, but, like, are you bringing a pocket knife to, like, cut a hole out of the bottom of the pot? Right.
Either way, you cut a hole in the bucket of popcorn so that you can, like, stick your dick in the hole and you can be jerked off.
You better have a big dick. What if you get to the movie theater and it's the bag popcorn? And then you're jerking them off and all you hear is, like, the crinkling every fucking 2 seconds. What if they don't have buckets at this movie theater?
Oh, God. And also, you're right. You better hope you have, like, a long dick at least. Because,
right,
like,
what am I reaching my arm all the way in there and using my
fingers? Yeah, like,
how
big is the bucket? Those buckets are pretty
like
deep.
T-Rex over here. And, like, it has to be a clean one because right. You're going to have butter and salt all over your dick. Ew.
I can imagine but maybe the butter could be helpful.
You're right. For you.
A popcorn-infused dick. Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, imagine, like, okay, so the butter, I can understand. Maybe that will help the jerking. Maybe not. I feel like the oil, like, might create, like, a grease fire situation. Like, I don't
all
think
I know
you should
is
jerk
the movies are
butter.
Expensive. So if I'm paying $70,000 to go to the movies and get a soda and a popcorn, we're watching this movie, bro.
Right.
It's like when I told you, like, if you have a girl over to Netflix and chill, you better make sure you put on a movie they do not want to watch. Because right. If I want to see this movie, what we're doing is watching this movie.
Right. But it's true. Like, I'm not, the amount of money
I
costs to go to
movies. I could have jerked you off at home for free.
Right. Not in a bucket. But you know
have
what?
Have you ever had sex in a movie theater?
No.
I have.
I have not had sex in a movie theater. Whoa, you a freak.
When I was young.
Oh my gosh. Like, you, know, when you, like, you just, like,
you,
sat on his
you know
lap
when
and
you're
you both
young
faced.
And you, like, don't have places to have sex.
Mm-hmm. And so you were like, let's go to the most public place we know.
Yeah, but it was, like, during the day and there was, like, nobody there. Uh-huh.
I saw the worst movie.
I don't even remember what it was.
You know what? Or it was a good movie. And so that was what started your whole, if I like the movie, I'm paying attention. Because you're like riding this dude's dick, like sitting on top of him, watching the movie and like forgetting he's even in you. And that's where it all began. Yeah. No, I've never done that. I've definitely, I don't even remember because I have like a terrible memory of when I was younger, but I don't even think I've really like did any sexual acts besides like make out in a movie. I don't think so.
I don't think I ever even made out in a movie theater.
Yeah, I definitely did that. It's like a staple of, like, I think life. Growing you up. Should probably just make out in the movies once
should
in your
have
life.
Should have done it when movies were like $4 or $5 to go to.
Right. Because now, and if you want those good seats, you're paying like definitely more money and they're right in the middle. So
the
you're not
ones.
Jerking anybody yeah. up in, that, nah. in those seats. Oh my God. So, but you know what? So I feel like who would want to be jerked off in a bucket of popcorn?
I'd rather just blow you in the movie theater.
Okay, exactly. And also, I think, like, sticking your dick just, like, in a hole, that makes me think of, like, a glory hole. Maybe a guy who's, like, super into glory holes would be, like, down.
And, like, where did, like, glory holes exist at? Like,
they
brothels?
Exist in
like,
probably, like, porn stores. Like, we have a porn store up the road that has, like, booths, but those are for, like, movies. But I'm sure there's, like, glory hole booth porn store.
Yeah, and, like, so locations. Explain to me the booths at the adult store here.
So I've only
so,
looked inside.
Okay, so you rent a movie?
I don't.
Or you buy the movie?
I think you pay and like, so I don't know because I've never
so like,
done
is
it.
Is there just jizz all over these booths? Like dudes are in there jerking off? Like what is the point of the booth? Why can't you watch it at home?
Right.
So you're right. Basically going in there to jerk off?
Right. That's exactly what you're doing, going in there to jerk off. So, like, that's weird to me. And because the thing is,
do the people that work there have to disinfect these booths when people walk out?
I'm sure that they're supposed to. What about COVID? Right. I think if you're in COVID, they shut the booths down. Okay. Or you had to wear a mask in there. All the girls in the porns were wearing masks as well. To be real realistic. But I imagine that you just, like, okay, so I imagine two things, to be honest. Imagination one, you go up to the register, you're like, hey, I want to buy a slot. I don't know how much they come in, 5, 10, 15 minute packages. You pay your dollars, whatever. She turns on the booth, like a tanning salon. You go up, you say, I want to go in.
I want to go in for 8 minutes.
Yeah, I want to go in for 8 minutes. And then they turn it on their end, and then you go in and push start or whatever, you know? So that's probably one thought that I have. The next thought is, like, probably not true, but there's like a coin slot, like, outside. And the only way the door will open is if you put in the required amount of change. And, like, here's another thought. Imagine if you did have to do that. Now there's another coin slot inside, because, like, when your time's running out, like, the timer is going to start coming down. So, like, you put more coins in and keep going. I'm not done yet.
Like when you're vacuuming your car at the car wash.
Yes.
I'm just, like, I'm confused on how this, like, I don't understand the point of it. I guess unless you're, like, on your lunch break and you can't go home and you really need to jerk off.
Yeah, but can't you just jerk off in your car or, like, go into, like, somewhere else and just jerk off in, like the woods?
Bathroom at work.
The last place I'm going is the porn store, but I'm sure it's just a bunch of, like, old men, you know? It's not like guys like our age that have, like, cell phones. Yeah, like dirty grandpas. Yeah,
like before you could watch porn on your phone, these were bigger.
Yeah, they probably don't know how to work porn, you know? They, like, are still reading old magazines, and they've
the
just
old Playboy collection under, yeah, the mattress.
Yeah, but, like, okay, but, like, we were saying before, the glory hole one, like, that to me is terrifying.
Well, yeah,
like, sticking your dick in a hole.
And you don't know what's on the other side.
Could be a dude. Could be anything under the sun. Like,
and I've never been in the back room of, like, a strip club. Not the back room, but, like, you know, like a private dance room, yeah, or whatever. Because the same thing's probably happening in there.
I don't ever want to either. Like, the only reason I would do it is to be like, I have experience that I did that. But, like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm, like, super turned to put your titty in my eye again, baby. Like, what am I doing? Like, if I was attracted to girls, then
that's
cool.
They're doing way more than that in their rooms.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure, like, even though probably some of these strip clubs are, like, they don't let you, like, fuck the girls. It's, like, you know, they still do. I'm sure a million of them are, like, undercover, like, fucking people. Yeah. Is that illegal?
Yes,
it is illegal. Right. Okay. So that's why I think they don't, but they for sure do. Because that's what I was thinking. Like, isn't it illegal to,
and,
like,
wouldn't there
do
be
that?
Stings for that? Like, they're shutting down all the Chinese massage places around here for fucking happy endings. You don't think they're going to strip clubs?
Right. I actually just heard about another place
Imagine
around
how
here.
Nice it would be to be an undercover cop. How much fun we could have all day.
So I actually, like, knew a guy.
What do I have to do today? Well, we're going to send you to the Red Lantern Inn.
Seriously.
And you're going to get a massage, and then you're going to see if you can get jerked off.
Right. Okay, but they have to actually jerk you off for a couple seconds, because it has to be like you did it.
Right.
You know? Because they could be like, ha, I was joking.
Just joking.
just joking.
Like, so
I'm not gonna access.
And that's your job today. Then you go home to your wife and they're like, hey hon, what'd you do today? And you're like, nothing, just undercover stuff. Can't tell you about it.
Right.
I didn't get jerked off by a Chinese lady. Don't worry about it.
MBD. Shut him down though.
Or like the prostitution. We have a friend,
mm-hmm,
that helped another guy that we know with a prostitution sting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear the story?
Mm-mm.
So he picked him up and he was like doing stings. Like he was the one picking up the girls.
Right.
And they'd go to a location and he had a mic on, I guess, or whatever. And he had like a code word to like be saved, like where the cops would come in and,
yeah,
save him or whatever.
Wow.
Right.
It's intense.
So kind of cool. Like I kind of want to do something like that.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, sublet me. I want to, or like, fucking contract me. I want to go.
Right.
But anyway, so like on the one thing, he had said the word and they didn't come.
What?
So he's like freaking out because now the girl's getting close to like doing shit with him.
Stuff.
And he's like pumping the brakes, like, right, like hitting the horn by accident, like saying the word over and over and over again. And they left him like for a couple extra minutes, I guess.
Oh, no.
But yeah.
They probably did that on purpose.
So I would love to do that.
Yeah. No, that would be pretty cool. Well, the thing is, so I know a guy who is a cop. And he's not from around here or anything, but he's wherever. And they had to do that. They had to go into like places around their area for stings on like these rub and tugs. And so he did like same exact thing. But like, I asked him, like, so, like, you had to obviously, like, they touched you, didn't they? Like, you know they did. And he said they did, but, like, exactly. I'm sure he didn't go home to his wife and be like, guess what I did today? Got jerked off for a couple seconds. Can you finish? Like,
can you finish?
The fuck? I said the word too soon, so I couldn't finish. I'm like, ew. But, yeah, no, that's funny. Yeah, it is funny.
But, like, glory holes, like, where were those? Like, just they probably in like a fence these sex- in the town, and like you just put your dick in it, and somebody sucks it.
Yeah,
is that what happens?
Yeah, that's what happens. You stick your dick in the hole, and then someone does something to it, or they fuck it. Yeah, you can fuck it through it, but like that's weird. And I know
is there
that
glory hole porn. There's got to be.
Yeah, of course there is.
Oh, I gotta look this up.
Yeah, look it up. You got it. I can't believe you've never seen it. No. You've never seen it.
I mean, I know what it is. I know it existed. I know it's existed for like ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like,
yeah.
Where do they have those?
Where do they exist? I think they're at like these places like sex
theaters.
And like,
how do you get the job
stuff
on the other side of the glory hole?
Right. Well, I was watching.
What do you do for a living? I'm a glory hole girl.
Well, I was watching this. I'm a glory hole girl. I work for this glory hole.
Work for this glory hole company.
I'm gonna start telling people that if they ask like
I'm
what I
really
do.
Really moving up fast.
I work for actually a glory hole company.
I got
I'm
a promotion
do that
last week.
I got a promotion. Now I can turn around. Oh my god, it's so bad. Okay, so speaking of like fetishes, so the other day I was talking to somebody. So like, okay, have you ever had anybody put their finger in your mouth or like during sex? Like just like their finger, like,
yeah.
I have. And I do not mind
for
it. It's
what? Fine. I've put people's fingers in my mouth.
Yeah, like, or that. I've done that, you know. So like that. Just like normal everyday stuff. Like you're fucking from the top and like you might get like a finger in the mouth for some reason. It just happens. It's not like unusually weird.
Okay.
I'm sure it's happened to you and you're like didn't even remember because it's that normal. But like I was talking to somebody the other day who said that like she went to go have sex with this guy and they were like in bed and he just took his three like middle fingers and just like jammed them down her throat.
The
I was like,
you want her to throw up?
Right. Like, is your fetish puking? What the fuck? I was like, no.
What is that supposed to do?
I don't
for you?
Know. But she was like, bleh.
Like, I'd rather.
I was like, what? And I like had to ask, like, were they like mad straight?
Like together? I mean,
were they like and it sounded like it was an aggressive like jab right in
like,
the fucking
like
throat.
Just jabbing back and forth like
yeah.
That?
Yeah. Bing.
No. For what?
Right.
How is that hot?
That's what I'm saying. His fetish obviously was throwing up because that's what's going to happen here. What?
Did she let him keep doing it?
No. It was like a quick thing and she was like, what?
Yeah, like, no,
but what
no.
would you do if somebody did that to you?
I'd be like, what are you doing? I can't breathe. I'll throw up. I'm going to throw up. You know how in Step Brothers when he's crying, he's like, I'm going to throw up. That would be me. Like, I don't know what we're doing here. Why are you shoving three fingers down my throat? You want to put your dick down my throat? Cool. Fingers? No. Do we need like a picture on the wall? Like things that can go in the mouth.
Like, exhibit A. I just thought that
it
was
just
so
weird.
I was like,
I'm just not
fuck?
Seeing like the excitement in it mm-hmm. or like I don't see what that does for you really.
Yeah, I don't either, but that's obviously something that they were into. So there's a big difference between just like sticking, like hooking your finger in someone's mouth, like when you're fucking or whatever. And like, making somebody throw up. Like,
I did just see this comedian on TikTok though, and she was like, you know, when you're younger you're worried about like sex being good, and she's like, but I've mastered it now that I got older, right? Like I realized how to make sex good. And mm-hmm. she's like, you pretty much just approach it like you're a toddler and you just put everything in your mouth.
Yeah,
and that just makes it good.
Oh my god,
that's what this is reminding me of. It's like, why else are you putting three fingers down my throat?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Aggressively.
Like, please stop. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's
if
the move I do.
If you're sucking somebody's dick and they grab the back of your head and, like, shove it down, do you like that?
I don't mind it. But, like, I need you to know that I can only, like, okay, so there's ways that they do it. They just shove your head down, like, one time to, like, be like, meh. But then the normal way is normally, like, they shove your head down and they hold you there for a couple seconds.
Right.
So I'm like, you do know my couple seconds is up. Because
start tapping them. Help.
Ray, you start tapping. My safe word is pineapple juice. So like, right. So I don't mind it at all, but like, I wish it was like not, like, don't be holding me down there for a solid 5 to 10 seconds. Like, that's a long time to be gagging. And you already know,
here's the thing. You could hold me down there, but, like, I got to know what's coming because I got to have air already. Because if I'm on my, like, exhale and you put my head down there, now we're on, like, a right. 2-seconder here.
Right. You got to get in rhythm with my breathing patterns, bro.
Right. Like, because if I took a breath, we're good for a little bit. You want to play a little game? Right. See how long I can go? Fine. Right. But if I had just exhaled and I have no air and you shove my head down and now you're holding it there, I'm drowning. I can't breathe. Right. And I already can't breathe through my nose. So...
like, oh my
that's
god,
it, bro.
So okay, I'm gonna tell you because this is exactly what popped into my mind. So like, do you know when a snake is eating something, or like a lizard, some kind of like reptile is eating something, like a big, like, okay, let's
like
just
when
say
they
a
stick
snake
their tongue out and they're like,
no, oh, no, so like a snake is eating like a big, okay, or like anaconda, you know, is eating a human, obviously,
and
that doesn't happen
around it.
No, and so it's eating it, so it's like in its mouth, and the snake, you could like see its throat is like
yeah.
to like suck it the rest of the way down. It's not like chewing it. That's what it's like when some guy makes you go all the way down. I'm like trying to get their dick farther down. Like, you got this. Feel like a fucking anaconda swallowing its prey. Because you can't use your teeth. So I'm not like chomping on a dick, right. But I want it to go down a little further now. Like, you're trying to be a champion.
So funny.
It's gross, when but it's true.
Pretend you're about to suck a dick, right?
Like right now?
Yeah. Show me what your mouth looks like.
I mean, I'd have to, like, I can't put my mouth on the mic.
Like, because I go like this and cover my teeth.
Oh, so.
You don't cover your teeth?
I do, but I don't do what you just did. Like, I don't put my, like, I don't look like an old person who doesn't have their dentures
that's
in.
That's not, no. that's what not what I'm saying. But what I'm
no,
saying
I get what
is,
you're
like,
saying.
Once it's in, mm-hmm. like, you're actively thinking about your teeth, right?
Right, but I think I open my mouth wide enough and, like, I don't know. I just, but I will, I don't know, because I put my lips over my teeth during it to like change how it feels, but I'm not putting my lips over it the whole time.
Correct. And then sometimes it's just open and you create the suction with
yeah,
your lips.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Thing.
But right. my teeth, I don't know. I almost feel like my teeth,
so imagine me
they
at
like
work
lock
the other
into
day
some
trying
other place.
To explain blowjobs to girls.
You think you need to get like a dick and show them.
This one girl's like, he said I was using too much teeth. And in my head, I'm like, ugh, God, I don't even have a dick. And that just hurt my soul. Like, what do you mean? And she was like, I guess I was like dragging my teeth on her or he could feel my teeth the whole time. And it didn't really feel that good. It hurt. And I'm like, girl.
Mm. Like scraping you. Along the shaft with both ends. And the thing is, even though like if I was to stick my finger in my mouth right now and like graze my teeth on it, that's not gonna hurt, but like a sensitive dick with like thin skin, that's not comfortable.
Well, it's I don't think it feels good enough to come.
No, unless somebody likes that. I'm sure there are people that like the
on
teeth
me.
I definitely don't want to feel your teeth on me. Well, right, so you're trying
so
to
me
explain.
And a couple of the girls at work were like explaining how we all do it and everybody does it different, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, no one blowjob is the same as the next,
right? But some are better than others, so you need to listen to who has the best Yelp reviews, bitch. Okay,
right.
No, I don't like go in like with my lips over
also,
my teeth right away.
There was a discrepancy in the fucking, we had like a little argument about using hands. Mm-hmm. I'm all for the hands.
Yeah, me too. I like to use hands. I also think that some guys,
and
most guys prefer
I
you to use the hand too.
Yeah, I feel like you should.
Yeah, totally. I got way more control. It's like you grab
Here's
it by
the
shaft.
Difference
looking
between
in the
sucking
eye.
Dick for 30 minutes and fucking 3.
Right. Like, I will stop using hands for a second, but I just
yeah,
feel like it's better with the hand.
But, like, intermittently.
Yeah.
But there was somebody that doesn't use hands at all that never has. And I'm like, do they come? She's like, yeah, it just takes forever. And I'm like,
oh,
you use
one. Well, also, and I think another thing, like, as I guess, like, a tip is, like, when you're using your hand, don't, like, think that your hand has to stop, or, like, right at the bottom. Like, when I use my hand, I'll like suck it, but I like move my hand out of the way as I get like closer
oh,
to the
yeah,
bottom.
Me too.
You know, so yeah. It's not like my hand stops me from going farther on the dick. Like, my mouth goes all the
I
way
think
down
I go,
that dick.
I think I go from this to like that, like to get my hand out of the way.
Yes,
but
so,
same effect.
Right. So I used to do that. I used to just like from the whole hand to
yeah.
just the little okay,
yeah.
you know, fingers. Yep. But I keep them like most of them on now and I'll just like push back like down on their dick. Try that.
On there.
Yeah, try like
on all the dicks.
Right. No, I'll just like suck it and
no,
then like
yeah, I get it.
I'll keep those three, you mm-hmm. know, fingers and the thumb.
Okay.
So try that. I think it's good. Because like you push it back. Like how a guy pushes.
I think it's good.
Like how a guy pushes his like, you know, like behind the dick back to make it look bigger. Like do that.
The white knuckles.
The white knuckle motion. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Try that. Because I used to stick to the okay, but I think it's
the white knuckle move.
Yeah. I think it's good if you just stretch that bad boy out.
Give it a go.
Yeah, give it a go.
Yeah.
You're welcome. So there was something I wanted to tell you, but then we got distracted by the original. Because you just made me laugh. So I wanted to tell you, and I told you I had a story to tell you. It's not really a story, and it's not about me at all, but my son's girlfriend broke up with him yesterday. I know.
No.
I didn't tell you that already, right?
He didn't even get any. Right? Oh, he did.
No, I didn't say he did. Didn't.
Oh, okay. But, well, that makes it easier on his heartbreak, you know?
Yeah.
You don't even know what you missed or didn't miss.
Right. But like, he's so sad.
It's his first heartbreak.
It is. I didn't tell you already, right?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. And I wanted to get your like full reaction in person. So like, yeah, you were going.
What a little fucking bitch.
Right.
We hate her now.
I said, just let me know if I need to beat up her mom.
I don't even know her. But like, guess what? You're on the fucking.
You're done.
You're done.
So yeah. So he called me after school yesterday and he told me like.
She broke up with him at school?
No, she texted him. But yeah, she did. But she had texted him during school. So that's like he went through his rest of his periods. And I was like, you should have called me. I would have picked you up from school. Like I didn't make him go to school today because he's so upset. And I was like, damn. So I tried to like do. I was like, you want to go out to dinner? Like last night I said, you know, let's go out to dinner. We could do something. Ash was with somebody else. And like they. But he was like, no, I just want to sleep. And like that's all he did. And I was so sad for him.
You gotta tell him, like, you can be sad today, cry it out, and tomorrow's a new day, and she doesn't exist. Boom.
Right. So I don't want to make him, like, so he thinks that she broke up with him for things he did. Like, he says, I'm sure that it's my fault, you know, which is cool that he can, like, acknowledge maybe something that he did. But, like, so if he did do something and that's why she broke up with him, like, I don't want him to be like, she's a bitch. She's a cunt. Like, fuck her. Yeah. You know, I want him to just like.
You don't want him to be like us when we're like.
Right. You know, I don't want him to be a crazy guy. I just want him, like, he doesn't have to be mean or nice. He could just like, just don't even talk to her. Like, you know, so I'm just like, don't be a dick. Like, don't be anything. Don't be extra. Don't be begging. Like, just say like, whatever, you know, can't do nothing about it.
Move on.
I want him to act like that. I'm setting him up for his future breakups.
I want him to act like that.
But they were together for like over a year and he like so loved this girl. And I was like, oh. And actually, so he was crying yesterday when he called me and I could tell something happened. So my first immediate thought was like, okay, first things first, either his girlfriend broke up with him or someone died.
Right.
Because this boy does not cry. So I was like, what? So I'm hoping somebody didn't die, you know, but I didn't want it to be the first one either, but I like rather that than someone's dead. So I was like, what? And so he told me and I was like, oh. And then like this morning when we discussed him not going to school, like he was still like crying and it made me cry. I didn't want him to see it. So I looked away. I cried. I was like, it hurt me to see him hurt. I was like, oh.
I don't think it ever hurt my mom to see me hurt.
Oh, it was so hurt. He's such a good kid. I was like, oh. And then I did say as like a joke. Like I didn't want to make it too joking matter, but I was like, you know, let me know if I need to beat up her mom. It's like, she's too young to beat up.
Right.
Right now. So I can't.
But like one day she won't be.
Yeah, and that's not we're gonna too far paths. Away. So I'm like, yeet. But that really,
that's
but
so sad.
Right. So that made me think, like, because imagine if she just broke up with him and then in like a week she wants to get back together. So you would call that taking a break.
Mm.
So how do you feel about taking a break?
Bro, taking a break.
Taking a fucking break.
Okay, let me tell you something about taking
a break. Okay, I'm going to just start off by saying.
From a girl's perspective.
That I don't take breaks.
We don't take, I don't take breaks.
So, and here's why.
Right. I don't take breaks because I know what a break means.
Mm-hmm.
And a break doesn't mean you're going to go work on yourself because you could have been working on your goddamn self this whole time.
Right. I never stopped you from working on your motherfucking self.
A break means you're a whore. Mm-hmm. There's somebody else that caught your attention.
Right.
That you want to talk to.
And you don't want to be a cheater.
So... we're going on a break. Loophole.
It's a loophole, bitches.
We're going on a break so that you can basically either fuck or get to know this other person without me in the way and then decide if they're a better option.
Right.
But still have me here in case they are not.
Right.
Let me tell you what I'm not. A motherfucking option.
No.
Let me sit there and wait on a break for somebody to come back.
How about new?
How about new? You right. fucking either knew I was it at, from the start, mm-hmm. or you know I'm not it. And if you're considering this other person, then I'm not it.
Right.
We're not taking a break, bro. And I'm not ever being somebody's second choice. Because here's the thing. Then how long until the next person comes along that catches your attention?
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, I'm always just taking a break so that you can figure yourself the fuck
like,
out.
Like, I'm good enough for now, but I'm not good enough for always. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm good enough until somebody better comes along. Mm-hmm. We're not taking a break.
So basically,
I don't do breaks. Basically, I don't do breaks.
Because long story short,
I don't do the breaks on my car, and I don't do the breaks
somebody.
In my relationship.
Facts, and I do need breaks on my fucking car. So exactly. Like, basically, in layman's terms, a break means you want to fuck somebody else, or you, like, maybe there is somebody already that you have in mind, or maybe you want to see if there's somebody else. Doesn't fucking matter. That's what a break is, because if we're not getting along and you want to take some time apart, you just say like, hey, let's just like, you know, like, let's
I'm
actually
going
don't
away for the weekend.
Yeah, I'm going away for the weekend, or why don't you see if your friends want to hang out, or I'm gonna go stay at my mom's for a couple days, or whatever the fucking
like, I
case
need a
may
mental
be
break. But that's right. not like a break that, from like we're yeah. not together and I'm gonna go fuck other
right
people.
Like, we're still together during that. So if you want to go figure it the fuck out in a couple days by saying like, I just need a couple days to like cool down, one thing, that's how it comes apart, it comes across. If you say I want to take a break, you're literally basically saying like, I want to break up for like a week or so, or maybe until I know what's going on, and then we can get back. No, we don't take fucking breaks.
And imagine being the person sitting there on a break. I can't even imagine.
So if somebody asked me to take a break, we're both taking a break then.
It's like being with somebody that you know loves somebody else.
Yeah, like, that's terrible.
Bro, you're always gonna be number two.
Right. And like, the next time they want to take a break, they'll take a break then.
Or they're always gonna prioritize that person.
Right. It's crazy. No
you
breaks.
Know what this reminds me of?
What?
A hall pass. Does it not? It's kind of like the same thing.
It's a little bit. I mean, a hall pass is like you still stay together, but you're giving. Okay, so a hall pass, and we've talked about them before. Like, who's your hall pass? Like, famous guys, because it's always famous people.
It's always people you're never gonna get.
Yeah,
with.
It's not like the girl next door. It's not your fucking ex. It's not anything of that. It's somebody that is completely unattainable that you will obviously
it's not like
never
your boss
fuck.
At work that you see every day.
Right.
Like,
I mean, basically, 10 times out of 10, it's somebody that's famous in some way. Maybe they're a fucking actress. Maybe they're a porn star. Maybe they're a singer. You know,
yeah, yeah.
It's not a human that is actually could walk through that door tomorrow.
Right. That has your phone number.
Right. That's someone that you already know. So didn't you have like
so
a story?
So I had a situation like that once. Once upon a time. So I had said, like, I don't know where to start here. So as far as the whole past situation, like I had said...
So you guys are talking.
We're talking. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wow, you got a lot of girlfriends, right? Like just being a dick, you know, when you're mm-hmm. a dick. So,
yes, I know.
So then he's like, yeah, and how many boyfriends do you have? And I was like, well, two. I have one boyfriend and one husband, obviously. And then a couple side pieces. And he was like, oh, yeah, who are they? And I'm like, well, my husband is Rip Wheeler from Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Right. Self-explanatory.
My boyfriend is Ryan Bingham. Duh. And then I got a couple side pieces floating around. Zach Bryan, a couple of them running around. Okay.
All which are famous.
All of which do not know me. I am probably never going to meet.
Yeah.
And literally have hot fucking girlfriends.
Right.
Or wives.
Like, and even if I did meet them, doesn't
lives.
Mean they are going to want to fuck.
Right. So he's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. So like if we're in a bar together, me and this guy, and Rip Wheeler walks in, like, what do I do?
Right.
And he's like, obvious. I don't know. What would you do? And I'm like, okay. So I would probably say, hi, I'm really sorry, but I'm here with so-and-so, so I can't tonight, Rip, you know, and be the respectful person. But also, like, if it's cool, like, I'm thinking hall pass.
I'm also thinking
like, so,
hall pass?
Like, which way is this going? So, I don't want to fail the test here, but, like, I was thinking hall pass, but I'm not sure if that's the right answer.
Right.
So, and he's like, oh, yeah, sure, yeah, hall pass. And I'm like, all right, cool, bet. And then he's like, you know.
So, he agreed that Rip is a good hall pass.
Yeah.
Okay, hall pass.
Obviously, hall pass. And then he goes, you know who I would have a hall pass for. So, I'm sitting here thinking, like, Avril Lavigne. Casey Musgraves.
Like another famous person. Dua Lipa. Comparable to the person like I
the
said.
The three famous girls you're obsessed with. Right. Obviously would be your hall pass. Bro, this motherfucker says his ex's name.
Oh my God.
Cool, bro. Sweet.
Super comparable.
Totally the same thing.
So hold on, let me just get this straight. I just want to make sure I have this right. So when you guys discussed your hall passes,
right,
you said Rip, a famous actor,
right,
in many movies,
right,
and he said my ex,
right,
is his hall pass,
right?
Okay. And not only his ex, like an ex that you really don't like,
right?
So like the probably one of the only exes that you'd be like, this is literally one you could never sleep with,
right?
Like, or see, or really I'd prefer you didn't even know she existed anymore,
right? And who also probably did you the dirtiest in life.
But right. Cool. So that's his hall pass. I just want to make sure I had it right. So continue.
Yeah. So I'm like, cool. That's the same thing, obviously. What? And he's like, well, how is it not? Like,
how is it not?
Okay, let me, like, I don't have time to risk the million reasons why it's not exactly the same. But let's start with, if Rip walked into the bar, first of all, Rip doesn't exist because he's a fake TV character. So, at the very least, Cole Hauser would be walking into the bar.
Right.
Not the same thing. Okay?
Right.
So, we could start with that.
Yep.
Okay. But then, two, Cole Hauser also married in real life to a Hollywood actress who's hot, has a family, probably wouldn't walk into a bar and say, hey, Bree, I know you love Harry Potter in your bathrobe, so I'm thinking you want to get out of here? Like, and I'll be like, yes, daddy. Like, no. So, like, things that are probably never going to happen.
Yeah, there's like 100% chance that's never going to happen.
Right.
Like, basically. But.
So.
So that's.
So we're talking a hypothetical situation.
Right.
Okay. So now your situation could very well happen at any second.
Right.
So like.
Right. Like, you've already done it.
You basically said you wanna.
Yeah.
So, like...
Like, if I'm I gave confused. You a hall pass, you would fuck your ex, because you wanna. That's who you picked as your number one hall pass just right now. So, like, if you had to choose between a famous actress and your ex, you're picking the ex.
Just so I have this clear.
Right! It's not the same. So you cannot say a girl... Even if it wasn't your ex, you can't say a girl that's, like, our friend, or, like, that you know... They could actually walk into right. this bar and ask to fuck. Like, what? And the funniest
like, this
thing.
This is real versus fake. Like, that's the biggest reason that this is different.
Right. So that's the biggest reason. But the problem for me is not only did you pick an actual attainable person, but you picked the person I really wouldn't want you to do it with. Like, really, really wouldn't you. So, like, what's your beef with Rip,
so,
bro?
Right. So, like, I'm not sure if this is game show rules, but I'd like to change my answer.
Right.
Because now,
since I know it's real,
I'm changing mine to my ex. And I'd like a hall pass on that situation. I don't know if we're going to run into each other, but just in case.
Yeah, but just in case we do, just know that he's my hall pass. So, like, I won't mention it, but, like, if you ever find out, it was my hall pass, so, like, you have to allow it.
Right.
You're an idiot.
Dumb.
Dumb. Dumb. Oh, my God. See, this is what I was saying the other day about how I hate to say guys are stupid because I don't think guys are stupid. I actually think some are very smart, but how they just don't say things the right way. Because what I bet he probably meant was like, and this is just me trying to stick up, you okay. know, he probably just didn't like the fact that you would want a hall pass at all. So he's just like, how can I not? And he was mad about it. So he probably was like, what can I say to piss her off now? Because it's like a tit for tat, you know, I'm a tit for tatter. So I'm sure that's what it sounds like. So he was like, this one. And you're like, what?
I know.
You know, so
I think my exact response was dead silence. And then I think I was like, cool. Like, and you're also lucky I'm not a psychopath because I would have ended your life over that.
Right.
On a normal day.
Oh my God. It's crazy.
Like, bro, wow.
I can't believe that, like, that was a conversation that was had.
Hello.
Like, and I think probably, it, like, if his friend was sitting there next to him when he said it, his friend probably would have looked at him and been like, did you really just say that? Because, like, I'm hearing it from the outside.
Right.
Like, I don't know what's going on inside you, but on the outside, that did not sound good. So we're just going to run it back. Like, I have definitely, like, someone I've been with has absolutely said something the wrong way, and their friend was there, and their friend was like, did you just say that out loud? Yeah, you did. Right. What the fuck?
Right.
So on the list of things you don't do, say your ex is your hall pass.
Right.
Or even an attainable woman at all is your hall pass. Like, okay.
Jesus.
Oh, right. My God.
Hall pass rules are famous people.
Right.
Period.
Right. Right. You're not like, oh, your best friend, Sue, my hall pass. Like, what?
Imagine I'm dating somebody and I'm like, who's your hall pass? Well, I'd really like to put Tiffany on the list. Like, okay. Well, Tiffany happens to be a whore, so no.
Because that could actually happen.
To be like, you want me to come over? No, I don't.
Yeah, you're not allowed here anymore, right. Bitch. You're a hall pass option.
Especially not allowed around if there's giant Jameson. No.
Hey, Jameson's my friend.
I know.
Oh, my God. So, when you were grounded as a child.
Oh, God.
Well, you not mean, even grounded.
Let's talk about when I was not grounded.
Right, okay.
So, like, was that gonna... was, like, a week. So, there was right. This one week in my childhood when I was allowed to go out of the house. Right.
When my parents grounded me, they'd be like, you're grounded. And I'm like, all right, well, when is it over? They're like, you're just grounded.
And I'm like, no, oh,
there's no end date for being grounded.
Hell no.
So like 5 months could go by and I'd be like, can I do this? They're like, no, you're grounded. And I'm like, I am? Oh yeah, I'm still grounded. It's like 5 months later.
Right.
I feel like I was always grounded. Like from birth, I was grounded immediately. Right. And it was just like.
There was a point where it's like, you know what? I'm going to head to my room. I'm going to bring you the VCR.
The TV.
The plug for the TV. Is there anything else I should bring out?
I'm going to bring you out my hair gel. When I got grounded, I wasn't allowed to like use hair gel. I wasn't allowed to wear makeup.
I wasn't allowed to use the phone, go anywhere.
Oh, no phone, no
I
go anywhere.
I couldn't even like go out on my bike or anything.
If I was going outside,
read.
It was... You're right.
I was allowed to read
I
and
took
be
a lot
in my
of naps
room.
As a child, exactly. Right.
With no TV.
Right.
And let me tell you the
Here's
best thing.
My music.
And I was scared to watch TV anyway in my room because I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
No.
MTV. Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network is totally out.
MTV exactly. Was out, bro. I had to sneak around. Like,
and let's not even talk about BET.
Seven people picked to live in a house, and I'm like, damn it, turn it down.
No, I was never allowed to.
BET? Yeah. Forget about it. What, do you want to be thrown out the window? Right. You want to have a TV anymore? The answer is no.
You will be grounded even more than you're already right. Grounded. So yeah, I was, when I got grounded, which was like I said, no expiration date, just grounded, used whenever they felt it, right. You know?
I could look at my dad the wrong way and be grounded for 2 weeks. Right. Or he'd yell at me and I'd smile, but it was like a reaction because
I know,
I'm super
I used
uncomfortable.
To do that too.
Like I'd be so uncomfortable and scared that I would like smile mm-hmm. or like laugh. It was like a reaction.
Yes.
And I still do that sometimes.
Me too.
And I would get in more trouble.
Right. For thinking it's funny.
Wipe that smile off your
right.
Face.
You think it's funny?
I'd be like no.
It's really not funny, but I'm just smiling because I'm like hella nervous. And I smile when I'm nervous.
And I feel like parents should know that. Kids, okay? They don't think it's funny.
I know, but I think to myself, like, imagine my son smiling at me while he's getting yelled at. Dead. Grounded.
Tiff, I thought you had two kids. I used to. One smiled
yeah,
when I yelled
right.
at him.
Didn't your baby have two eyes? He did. He certainly did have two eyes.
Poor Siri.
See, you better learn. Oh, my God. So I have some would you rather questions, but you have anything else you want to talk about before I do that?
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So would you rather have sex before dinner or after dinner?
Before, 100%.
100% before dinner.
I'd rather us have sex, and I don't want to use the word get it out of the way, but I would rather get it out of the way beforehand. Mm-hmm. I have way more energy. I'm way more about it. And I'm super hungry after we have sex.
Fuck yeah. I want snacks afterwards. I built up an appetite. Right,
so I would, like that 5 minutes laying on my back, bro, you would not believe how hungry I get. No. So I would, well, I want to eat dinner after.
Right.
And then just kind of like be able to relax after that. And
right.
Just,
Yeah, just like maybe take a shower, you know, then like get in clean pajamas and then go eat dinner and just chill. Yeah, exactly. I agree. I think it's definitely before dinner. After dinner, like you're mad full. And like sometimes, like if I've had sex after I've eaten, I'll get like sick, almost like I'm on like a ride at like an amusement park because I'm not just laying on my back for 5 minutes. Right. And I will actually get like nauseous. Like it's like you're just jumbling up your body. So, and also you get the itis after you eat. So like you might have had a big plan to be fucking later, but like now like, it's out the window.
It's unfortunate for when you're like, so you're talking about like relationship now, but like if when you're dating, you have to go have dinner first.
You usually go out to dinner.
Or just a whore. The guy picks you up for dinner. You're like, you want to fuck quick and then go get dinner?
Yo, imagine that as a first date.
I do this a little bit differently. Just so it's not awkward later when you walk me to the door. Are you coming in or you not coming in? Whatever. Right. Do you want to just come in now and then we'll go get dinner?
Right. Because maybe you don't even want to take me out to dinner after we have sex. Right. Or maybe I don't want to go with you after. You're like, let's just save money. Get it out of the way. Imagine that. Like a guy picks you up for a first date and you're like, so I was thinking, here's what we should do. So you coming in? You know what? To be honest, if you said that to somebody, I bet there's like a 50-50 or maybe it's like 60-40. I don't know the percentage, but there are probably a heavy population of guys that wouldn't do it. It would probably be like, nah. Like, I've actually...
Yeah, because they'd probably be like, how many people is she dating that she just tells to come in her house the second they meet her?
Right. But at the same time, if a guy says yes, like, maybe the girl could be thinking, like, yo, so this motherfucker could just be fucking everybody?
I know.
Immediately? Really,
it's a disadvantage. It would never work.
Right. But, yeah, no, I definitely choose before dinner. I like that. For sure. Yeah. All right. So... we've asked a question similar to this before, but I'm going to ask it in a different way now.
Okay.
Would you rather be allergic to sex or allergic to making out?
I'd rather be allergic to sex because I could be allergic to something for a couple minutes. Like, and what am I going to have? Like some hives later after?
Yeah, I'd rather have hives like where no one could see them than hives like on my face if we're making out. Right.
So like I could be allergic for a couple minutes. And deal with it. And then, because I want to be able to kiss.
Right.
I don't want to have like an allergic reaction on my face.
Right. Like every time I reach over to be like, you know, kiss you quick. No. I'm going to say allergic to sex too.
Okay.
I wouldn't like that.
I mean, I don't want to be allergic to either of those things.
No,
I like
don't.
Both of them, but me like, too. I don't want to do that.
All right. This one, Grody. Would you rather have to wear the same pad all day while on a heavy period or wear no pad on a light flow? I'm going to go no pad. Or tampon on a light flow.
But then it's like in your underwear.
Fuck it.
And you're walking around with it anyway.
Yeah, but like, first of all, I don't wear pads.
Okay.
So starting
I'm gonna
there.
I'm going to say that also because like heavy flow all day.
It's basically
you
like.
You know there's like clots.
Why did you say
because
that?
It's true. I don't think guys realize what we go through. Like, you could be on the first day of your period and that shit is heavy and you have like clots coming
Why?
Out of you.
Why? Are
you,
you seeing
can
that?
Feel, and you can feel them and you have to just sit there and talk in a conversation. Like, that's not fucking happening to your body at that moment.
Right. I feel ill. Like, it's just because you're right. But like, okay, so we've already discussed I don't ever get my period. But like, now. I do remember getting it before. And imagine wearing a pad all day. It's basically like a baby wearing a diaper that's full of shit all day for 24 hours. Like, full of fucking shit. Like, imagine that like squishy, nasty feeling. Like, I would never.
Disgusting.
And if it's a super heavy flow and you're wearing a pad, it's going to leak through and get everywhere anyway. So I'd rather just have nothing in on a light flow.
Right,
deal
because
with a couple drops,
there's no way that it could like absorb fast enough. Right?
No.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
But yeah, so.
No pad, go the light flow. Mm-hmm. It's gross.
Do it.
I don't like that C word you said either. Don't say it again. Don't say it. You're trying to say it. Don't say it. All right. Would you rather be the plus one in a couple's threesome or have a threesome with your significant other and bring in a third? I'm going to
be
the third in a couple.
Third in a couple.
Me too.
Because the attention will be on me and I will kill a motherfucker. This reminds me of something I wanted to say. Like, so yeah, because I don't want to have a threesome with the person that I like or I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, what if I see you doing some shit that you don't do to me?
Right.
And now I'm mad.
And I think I just get too jealous, you know?
I'd be hella jealous.
Unless it was like
I'd get
a
hella
dude.
Jealous. Like, I don't know if I'm just mental, which like I know
well,
I'm
you
mental.
Are, but
like I don't like the we were watching a TikTok earlier about, and this girl was saying how she fingers herself and thinks about the person she's with fucking somebody else. And that's like her kink.
So
like
her kink is fingering herself, but imagining whoever she's with. Or like
when she's masturbating, she imagines who she's with fucking somebody else.
Okay.
Okay. That doesn't turn me on.
Not at all.
But
makes me want to fucking puke.
I have thought about people that I've been with, like, not necessarily like having sex with somebody else, but like,
what's their sex like with other people?
What their sex was like.
Not while masturbating, obviously.
Not while masturbating, just regular.
You've thought in your head, like, oh, I wonder who, you know, my ex, blah, blah, blah. I wonder what his sex is like with his new girl or, you know, or with that old girl.
But more past tense, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I almost feel like if you do it enough with that person, you probably know what it was like. You know?
Like, do you think, you don't think you are different with different people?
Yeah, of course.
Right. So it's like.
Well, because it's whatever the other person is like. So I hate to say I like to control sex. I don't. Like, I'd prefer if the guy was like the one calling the shots, you know, not like I'm his bitch or anything, but like, you know, flipping me over, doing the thing, whatever. But like, I just think, I don't know. I lost my train of thought. It's gone. It's out the window.
Okay. We're talking about thinking about somebody that you're with other people.
Yeah. But I think to myself, like, you know, I don't know. I know that I'm different with other people because of what they do with me,
Know?
Yeah. So like if this person is like always doing this one thing, you're going to always do that. And then if I'm with this other guy who'd prefer me to always be on top, I'll probably be doing that. So it just depends on who you're with.
So yeah. I'm not ever going to be with somebody that thinks that's happening all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I would not want to be with somebody that I'm only always on top. You know, I don't mind being on top though.
All right. Last one.
Would you rather dive into a pool of semen or blood?
Oh my God.
I'm picking
God.
Semen, honestly.
I just got goosebumps, honestly, because that both just grossed me out. Because I hate the taste of blood. You've tasted blood.
Everybody's tasted blood.
I hate that.
Ugh, it's gross. I will not want to be in a pool of blood.
Love the taste of semen either. No. Don't get me wrong. Can I jump in the pool with my nose?
Yeah, there's no stipulations on it.
I guess semen.
I'm going to say semen for sure. Right. And maybe if I get a little in my mouth, I won't be hungry afterwards. Yeah, I wouldn't want to either, but I'll definitely not be jumping in a pool of blood. Ugh.
Skeeves me out, bro.
Skeeves me right out. I don't want to do either. But like, yeah, I almost feel like I'd be,
one time I went to Log Bay Day in Lake George and they were having like girls like wrestling in bikinis against each other, because obviously that's cool. And they had different pools of stuff, and one was like chocolate sauce and one was whipped cream. And I was thinking to myself, like, if I'm gonna do this, I'm doing the whipped cream.
Right, yeah, I'm gonna
like,
do
there's
the cream.
No fucking way I'm getting in chocolate sauce.
Could you imagine trying
in
to
your
take
hair?
A shit. Yeah. Ugh. Your hair's fucked.
And you know how hard that'd be to get off?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Imagine trying to, like, clean
and
up
there was,
after
like,
that.
A
you're
line
like
for the chocolate sauce one. And I'm like, you go bitches are but I didn't end up doing either.
You were gonna do one?
I was gonna do one.
Oh my God.
Just because I'm watching these girls and they're like really going ham. Like they were looking like they were not friends wrestling. Like they were, this was not like some cute, sexy porno. This was like WWE.
Oh my
like
God.
Like somebody's winning. And you know I'm competitive, especially back then when I was like super competitive in shape. So I'm like looking at these girls wrestling. I'm like, I could win this.
Yeah. Was it Cool Whip? Or was it whipped cream from like a can?
It was probably Cool Whip. Cool, I mean, it was like a kiddie pool filled with it. It looked like whipped cream. Yeah. I don't really know what it was. But it was not chocolate sauce.
Right. If somebody says, like, would you rather be dipped in chocolate sauce or stop right there, whatever the other one is. Whatever the next one is.
I'm going to do the next one.
So I do have one more because I wanted to ask this one. Would you rather be caught mid-orgasm while receiving or giving oral sex? So like somebody walks in on you when you're getting eaten out or somebody walks or like, okay, so somebody walks in on you while you're getting eaten out and you're about to come. Or somebody walks in on you when you're sucking dick and they're about to come.
The latter.
I don't know because I picture this in my mind and I think what I look like in both of those scenarios.
Right,
so if
too.
I'm laying on my back and I'm about to come, like.
But then you're not, like, are they going to keep going and you get to come?
I mean, I'm not sure, because I think to myself, if somebody walked in like unexpectedly, like if I'm like fucking my boyfriend and he's like eating me out and his like mom walks in, I'm probably not finishing at all, because whoever, no matter who walks in, because I'm just startled that somebody has the audacity to be walking in.
Right. I'm just confused why the door wasn't locked.
Right. But then you probably look better probably about to come from getting eaten out. You know, you're on your back. But like in the position of sucking dick, you're down there.
I'm not worried about
what
the fuck I look like. I was just worried about like, I'd rather you be the one that gets interrupted in this and not come, God bless you, than me. God
yeah. But then I'm worrying about what I look like. So like me down there, or if I'm picturing you with your like grandma teeth and no dentures on a dick. Like, would you want somebody? And then you like look up at them like, hey.
Yum, 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 yum.
more.
And, oh, don't do it.
More. Right. So I think I'd rather.
That still makes me so sick to my stomach.
I want to start talking baby talk to you, but you know my accent sucks. So I probably
baby
don't have
talk
a good baby.
Creeps me the fuck out. It's a no.
It's a no for me, talk.
It's a quick way to get me to walk the fuck out of your life forever. So like.
More. All right, so I did not pick, so if I would rather be caught receiving oral sex than giving.
It's funny that we're so different.
Yeah. Because I'm looking at it like I don't want to like be there like balls deep on someone when his mom walks in like hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma, we'll be out in a second.
He's almost there. Give me 1 minute.
Alrighty.
All right, well, that's it for today. Until next week.
Praise be, bitches.
Let's talk about sex.